virtually only because we are dealing with the unauthorized expenditure, and therefore there's no one called in. Colleagues will remember that we did go to National Treasury, where we met with National Treasury with regards to an entire portfolio of unauthorized expenditure. Subsequently, the departments did come in presented to us, and we engaged with them. Some departments had to go back, like basic education, public service and administration. We still await input and guidance on the issues related to DOT and the road traffic management.
Recording in progress.
But they are this outstanding. We will deal with those on the 28th. 28th, this don't be right. 28th, yes. So what we'll do is we're going to go through this batch one by one, and it was circulated. So, Sestobi, can we start off then? Let me explain that from here, this will go to the Standing Committee on Finance. So that they will, with National Treasury, where we decide that the matter must come from the baseline budgets of departments, they will work out how that is done over the MTEF. And of course, it will be straightforward then if we say it comes from the National Revenue Fund. So we need to, I believe, really close off on these. Some of these matters are outstanding. I think it would be, a dereliction of duty if we allow it to roll over to the 7th Parliament when we have met and engaged with the departments. The Parliament can start on a clean slate on the unauthorized expenditure. So I believe let's close this matter. And then we will be able to, at least where we don't deal with it, it would not be a fault of our own. So I'll request then that colleagues, we start with the DST. Human National Treasury also made recommendations which are not binding, and then we will be able to take our own decisions. Good morning, welcome, and to celebrate. Let's start then with DSD.
Hello.
Are we waiting?
Am I the only one who can't hear?
Yes, Chair. Sound isn't great, but I can hear.
I can't hear and I can't see the presentation.
Chair.
What's happening?
Sis Dombi, just check.
I'm just checking, Chaperson. I can see this side. Let me check.
Okay. Okay, system we request that we start with the Cocta. Sorry, colleagues, I'm just changing devices because this is one is causing a problem. All right, can we go through the Cocta matter? The committee was asked to approve an unauthorized expenditure from 2006-07. All right, comments on this one, colleagues? Okay. All right, colleagues, Cocta.
There are two hands, Chair. There are two hands.
Okay. Please just indicate if you wish to speak. All right, Honorable Som and Honorable Van Minion, in that order, please.
Good morning, colleagues. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Having been part of the discussions and the actual capturing of the minute of the meeting, I seem to agree with the recommendation as it is part of the conclusion of the committee. During the time of the deliberations. Thank you very much, Honorable Chaperson.
All right, thank you, Honorable Van Minen. Thank you, Babsomia.
Thank you. I think I brought this up last year. I know it's sort of out of the hands of the AG, as it were, but you know, I really have a problem with things only coming so late. It really is. It makes a mockery of the process that these things aren't done more timeously. And I really just want to note that because it's quite ridiculous. I mean, these matters are basically stale. So I just want to put that out there. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Honorable Van Minen, for that. It's noted. Suffice to say that some of these matters were brought only to our attention rather late by National Treasury. And I do not believe that it was deliberate on our part. I think we need to find a better way of handling unauthorized expenditure with National Treasury and the departments. And I think maybe in the broader conclusions and recommendations to Parliament, we need to put that. So if we can make a brainstorm for the 28th when we do the broader report on this. Right, there's a mover for the recommendation as is there from Babusomi. Do I have a seconder?
Peggy Hadebe seconds.
All right. Thank you very much, Honorable Hadebe. Are there, I assume that, how do I phrase this? Are there no objections to the recommendation, colleagues? Thank you very much. Can you please slide to the next one?
Yes, Chairperson, I've slide the second one.
Yeah, I don't see anything on my side. Is there no way in which we can share the sharing rights with, so that we can try and move at speed? Mrs. Gibbs.
Chair, I'm trying. Doesn't want to open the folder now. Really. Let us try.
It's a share screen. You look at
Mr. Chairman.
There we go. All right. Honorable Liz?
No, the point is moot, Mr. Chairman. I was going to suggest we've all received copies. Let's proceed with our own copies, but it's up now. Thank you.
All right, cool. Thanks. All right, this is social development on the unauthorized expenditure of 1920 of 15.134 billion rand due to the president's declaration of a national state of disaster due to the COVID-19 global pandemic. We met with the department, we met with National Treasury, and this is the report and the recommendation is as appears there, that having considered the above matter, the committee recommends an amount of 15,134 to be financed as a direct charge from the National Revenue Fund. That's the recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Peggy Hadebe moves for the adoption of the recommendation as it appears. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Hadebe. Do I have a seconder?
Chair?
Yes.
Alexandra Bukas.
Yes, Honorable Bukas.
I second, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, are there any objections to the recommendation and the report?
No objection.
The absence of any. But the report is duly agreed to. Thank you very much, colleagues. Can we follow the Honorable Mazambani route and we'll all pull out our own report, which was sent to us prior. Was there lost a storm bit? The next one, please.
Can you see it,
Chair, on your side?
Come again? I need to check if you can see this one that I tried to fly, the DCS one.
There's nothing on the screen so far. Okay, there we go. This is the unauthorized expenditure of the Department of Telecommunications and Digital Technologies in relation to 2013-14 on unauthorized expenditure of 4.7 million rands. All right, please go down. All right, the recommendation is that in line with the provisions of Section 34.1 of the PFMA, the committee recommends that the unauthorized expenditure should be financed as a reduction of the department's future allocation in terms of Section 34.1B of the PFMA. Can I get, that's the recommendation, can I get a mover, please?
Can I move, Honorable Chairperson? Somyo.
Thank you, Honorable Somyo. Can I get a seconder?
Imina.
Thank you very much, Honorable Liz, who seconds. Are there any objections to the recommendation? All right, thank you very much. In the absence of any objection, the report is duly agreed to. Thank you very much. colleagues, can we get the next one, please?
Chair, can you see?
Not yet. No, that's not the one. Well, take that screen down.
As a screen, so I was scooped as easy in the mook.
Got them up, so. This will try on your end as well. Okay.
Check.
This is the report on Gotcha. Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, the financial year 11-12. 27.388 million rands. Please go down. Furthermore, right. Right, the recommendation that the finance is a reduction of the department's future allocation in terms of section 341B of the PFM. Can I get a moment, please?
A chair?
Yes?
I move for the adoption, Chair, of the report.
All right, thank you very much. Second, please.
I'll second.
Thank you. Such a rough morning. All right, thanks, colleagues. Are there any objections to the recommendation?
The last one, Chairperson.
Department of Justice and Correctional Services, 1516 overspending with the vote of by 121,000. And the recommendation is in section 341B that the amount be financed as a reduction of the department's future allocation. Can I get a mover, please?
I move.
Thank you, Honorable Liz. You have a seconder?
Beauty seconds.
All right, thank you very much, Mam Zibula. Are there any objections to the recommendation?
No objections.
Thank you very much. No objections. Agreed to. All right, thank you very much, colleagues. That's the first batch of what was the very simple and direct unauthorized expenditure. On the 28th, we will consider the final set of these, and we will then take the report to Standing Committee on Finance and the House, and from there, they will take the process forward, particularly in light of the reductions in the future allocations of the departments. So thank you very much, colleagues. Sister Mbe, any announcements?
No.
All right, thank you very much, colleagues. On that note, in the absence of any other input, the meeting stands adjourned. See you all in the House this afternoon for the resumption of the SONA debate at 2 o'clock. Take care and have a blessed day ahead.
Thank you, Mr.
Chair.
Thank you, Mr.
Chair. Thanks, colleagues.
Thank you.
Yeah.